fitting at the Goodfeet Store.
Call 880-9255 or visit the Goodfeet Store on Polaris Parkway or Grove City.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping. You do the saving. CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus.
The Fan.
All Buckeyes, all the time. It's time for your weekly inside look at the Scarlet and Gray.
Brought to you by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services and Buffalo Wild Wings.
This is the 11 Warriors Radio Hour.
Welcome to the 11 Warriors Radio Hour. Jason Priestess alongside Chris Lauterbach, Joshua Perry, Mr. Hollywood BTN over there.
Chill out, please.
You doing well?
I'm good.
Doing well?
Surprise, he still makes time for us.
Okay, all right.
Did you hear us talking on Sundays and you came in a limo now?
No.
you show up to the Houston limo, man.
I wish.
Yeah, he gets out. There's like
fur coat. Like it's 80 outside, dude.
Paparazzi. Huge one tonight. Ohio State's off, but we have a ton to talk about. Statement win against Michigan State. Took one in the mouth there. J.K. Dobbins is a beast. Weird Friday night game at Northwestern. But before that, the off week coming at a great time because there were some hits Saturday night.
Yeah. That was a physical game. You talk about one where you're lining it up and in every snap it's a battle. It was a battle. I mean, we saw all of them. J.K. Dobbins taking hits. Chase Young got a little bit dinged up.
Munford, Arnett.
Justin Fields.
Yeah.
He had to score one. Like, he earned that one. So,
yeah. He ran hard. Before we get to that, we want to talk about Nick Bosa and his greatness. I don't know that any of us are Browns fans. I mean, I hope they do well. I know a lot of Browns fans. I want them to do well so those people are happy. Obviously, it's an Ohio team. I'm not a Bengals or a Browns guy or an NFL guy that big at all. So I hope they do well. But, man, that sack plan he pulled on Monday night, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I'm the same boat as you. I don't really have an NFL squad and would like, especially the Browns, because their fans have suffered so long to be good. But yeah, Baker makes it hard, if you ask me. And to see Bosa wreck him like that was pretty cool.
Yeah, two sacks, five hurries, a forced fumble, a fumble recovery, two TFLs. And then, of course, that epic flag plant, which most of the listeners probably know. But if you don't, it was a couple years ago at Ohio Stadium. Oklahoma comes in, beats the Buckeyes. Baker runs to midfield with a Sooner flag after the game and tries to plant it in field turf.
Sure.
So
wasn't the he wound smartest. Up, too. He was all demonstrative about it. This is like concrete underneath
it. He was going hard. So
the invisible flag was better, for sure.
Yeah, Nick with a sack celebration, invisible flag plant against the Browns Monday night. Baker reached today about it, told the press that, man, he must have been thinking about that. That was 2 years ago. He must have been thinking about that for a long time. Just trying to, some subtle shade his way.
Whatever.
But, like, come on, Baker. You planted the flag because you took an L the year before in Norman against the Buckeyes.
It's like he didn't even catch the irony of saying that, which is part of his problem. He just shoots from the hip. And, if you're great, that's one thing. If you're not, you got to pump the brakes a little bit.
That's where I was
headed. Make people have a reason to like you.
Because you're throwing shade, but you only completed 8 passes.
Yeah, 8 of 22 or something, right?
Let's not do that.
Yeah, if he ever puts it together as elite, he will be Larry Bird level trash talker. Because Bird would show up at 3-point contest and tell everyone he was going to win it. And
who's
go
playing
win
for
it.
Second? Who in here is going to get second place?
You heard the story how he told Charles Barkley that he was being disrespected in the middle of a game?
No.
And Barkley's like, what are you talking about, Larry? He's like, man, y'all put a white dude on me.
I like the game. He announced before the game he was playing the whole game left-handed because he had no respect for these dudes and, throws a triple-double up.
Does not look like a guy that can talk trash, but he gave some master classes in it. Back to the Buckeyes, number 4 Ohio State at the time, 34, number 25 Michigan State, 10. Bucks were punched in the mouth, man. Hard-hitting game. First quarter, Michigan State really took it to him. Ohio State was held to 0 rushing yards, just 16 yards for the quarter. Sparty had 2 sacks, probably could have been 3 because one was called off for a face mask. They had 3 sacks, if we're being real. Just 2 in the books there. The offensive line was dominated.
Yeah,
Josh Alabi out there at right tackle to start the game. He lasted about 2 series, looked like a turnstile. Then they put Brandon Bowen in. Bucks led just 3-0 after the first quarter, but a 24-point Ohio State second quarter kind of put the game away.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at that, I think early on they were they hadn't seen competition like that, number one. I don't think they'd been hit the way that they were getting hit early on as well. So it took them a little while. But to me, it looked more so like a well-orchestrated game plan because they wanted to achieve certain things. The way that they ran the ball, it wasn't on accident that they were able to rip off some big runs because they stayed consistent with the game plan, the way that they were able to hit some big plays in the pass game too. But yeah, early on, it looked like they didn't have a lot going. You know, defense took the ball away a couple times, couldn't score on a short field, and you were asking questions about what this offense was like, but they pulled it together.
Yeah, I mean, they confused. What stood out to me is they really did a good job of confusing Fields early. And I'm thinking, you know, okay, this is a little angsty right here. But in the back of my head, I realized, you know, Michigan State does not have the horses. Like,
no.
One team has elite players. One team has very good players.
Sure.
But another thing that pops out, too, is you play those games against in-state opponents. They come out and pop, right? Because,
right.
Oh, OSU didn't give me a scholarship. I'm going to prove something in front of my family and, you know, in the horseshoe. Michigan State's got a lot of those dudes, but better.
Yeah.
You know, not quite Ohio State level, but they
got
the better of those Ohio kids that didn't get scholarships. So I think we saw some of that. Confused Fields with coverage and pressure. You know, he later threw his first interception of the season, but, you know, he showed a lot of toughness, real toughness with his running, which, you know, really impressed me at least.
Yeah, I think he sensed pressure a little bit better, too. I think we'll, you know, we can get into sometimes if he holds the ball too long or things like that, but he's got a nice little reverse pivot when he can feel pressure from the backside, and he's getting a little bit more practice than I would like as far as the offense and the offensive line and pass pro. But, yeah, he stood in. I mean, he's done that all year, though. I mean, we've seen him take shots and deliver the ball from, you know, the first game on, really. So, yeah, it was good to see. You hate to see him take shots, but he's, you know, Day talked about it, too. While he's the quarterback and he's the only one, it's not like he's a tiny kid either.
He's
a big boy.
Yeah, he's a big dude. 9 of 11 for Fields for 133 yards and 2 touchdowns in that second quarter. Ben Victor and Luke Farrell had the touchdowns. Victor one was nice. Obviously, that was a highlight play. Really good tuck and sell by Fields to get on the right side and kind of sell a boot and then look up and hit Victor, and he kind of did the rest. Bit of redemption because Victor dropped a beautiful pass that would have been a touchdown earlier in the first quarter.
Yeah, you know, those are the plays that I'll say this. I think both teams made more mistakes than I thought they would. But for Ohio State, for example, like not converting on a short field, that'll bite you in a game against better competition. But dropping the ball like that, sometimes you don't get the opportunity to make that play up. It was great to see him do that, but I know that's probably lingering in his mind as something that he's going to want to clean up. Not characteristic. I don't think it's something that he'll mess up on again, but just really interesting, I think, until Ohio State really tightened things up, how many mistakes it looked like they were making out there.
Yeah, you said it, man. Michigan State fumbled twice on their first two possessions, gave the Buckeyes the ball twice inside the Michigan State 30. Ohio State gets 3 points out of that. But yeah, they eventually pulled away. Jordan Fuller had a long interception return for a touchdown that would have honestly made it 41-10, but kind of a mystery flag thrown on that play. Impressive W. They moved up to number 3 in the AP poll, tied with Georgia. But about that second quarter, they've done this in second quarters all year, man. 296 yards against Sparty in that second quarter. For the year, they're outscoring teams 134-20 in the second quarter. And in Big Ten play alone in the second quarter, they've got 10.3 yards per play, 9.8 yards per carry. They're 12 of 14 on third downs, averaging 23.7 points in the second. What's it say about a team that can just turn it on like that when they need to?
Well, that's what they can do, and I think that's what helps you, to Joshua's point earlier about, you know, you don't capitalize on some turnovers early, or maybe you turn it over, you miss a sure touchdown to Victor. You don't have to, you know, necessarily go into a shell like, oh, we're not going to have any other opportunities, because this offense is so explosive. I think they have confidence that if they have a bad series, you know, where they're like minus 16 on a drive with a couple sacks or whatever it is, that if they just, you know, take care of their own house, they're eventually going to be able to execute and move down the field if they need to, or to strike fast.
No doubt. And I think, like, you look at some of these stats, you talk about 296 yards in the second quarter. Like, how many yards has Michigan State given up per game? Like, I would love to see that stat. You talk about 134 points in the second quarter this year. I bet you the bottom third of the FBS hasn't scored 134 points all season,
right.
Let alone in one quarter. Like, that's the kind of stuff that stands out about this team. Like you said, you miss a couple opportunities. When you can do that, though, it changes the game.
Right. Well, and I think, you know, to the yardage or to Michigan State's defense, I don't know what their total defense was, but rushing, they were giving up like 55 yards a game, and I know they were averaging like 1.8 yards per carry, and
sure.
We saw what happened Saturday, right?
Yep.
323 yards on damn near 7 a pop, right? So, yeah, just ran over a team that hangs their hat on stopping the run.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because we're going to talk about J.K. Dobbins and what he's done this year. They asked him out the other day what grade he'd give his season so far. He said a B+.
Sure.
And last year he said he basically, his year sucked. Topped 1,000 yards, split times with Weber.
Yep.
He admitted his year sucked. He's got a coach that probably rides him pretty well and is always chasing perfection. I mean, you know Tony pretty well, right?
Yeah. Tony Alford is a demanding coach, and I think that it takes a certain personality to be able to respond to what he does. And I think that's why JK's having the year he's having. But when you even look at Master Teague and the way that he's developed from what we were talking about in preseason camp, yeah, where we didn't know who that guy was going to be. Mm-hmm. It's because Master Teague's a very hardworking guy, but it's because his coach is always on him and wants him to be successful and invest that time and he cares about him. So they got something special really going on in that room.
It's fun to watch. Dobbins had 24 for 172, including a huge 67-yard touchdown in the second quarter that Ryan Day specifically mentioned in his postgame is one of those plays that kind of helped shift the game. 116 for 826 on the year, 7.1 a pop. Nuts. Six touchdowns. In Big Ten games alone, he's averaging 180 a pop.
That's wild.
It's insane. IU had 193, Nebraska 177, Michigan State 172. And he's now up to 3,282 for his career, seventh on the all-time list at Ohio State. Against Sparty, he passed Carlos Hyde, Keith Byers, and JT Barrett. Ahead of him still, Archie Griffin, Zeke Elliott, Eddie George, Tim Spencer, Beanie Wells, and Braxton Miller. And he's probably going to pass Braxton and Beanie against Northwestern. He's about 100 yards off of Beanie, 60 or so short of Braxton.
Sure.
Crazy what he's been able to do in just a couple years.
Having a hell of a season. And you think about, you talk about last year, yeah, it was over 1,000, but he averaged like 4.2 yards a carry. This year he's 3 yards more than that. Basically, it means it's 7.1. And just running, it's hard to say he's running so much harder. I think last year it felt like maybe it got in his head because he was splitting time with Weber that he needed to hit home runs. Mm. And then therefore he wasn't, sometimes taking what was there or, just was maybe a little too impatient. And I think that kind of fed on itself behind an offensive line that wasn't as good at run blocking as this year's offensive line.
Yeah, that's a great point. When you own the job, you have a different mindset to it, right?
Yeah, you said it perfectly. Like, the O-line's much improved, but the patience to me has been the key. And even early on, we watched that first game and we talked about how he might have been a little bit impatient. He missed some running lanes. Vision wasn't great. And I think he just kind of used that and said, okay, it's my job. I can do all these things. And these next few games, he just put it together where he's letting the plays develop and then he's taking the yardage that's available.
Yeah, that touchdown Saturday was huge because it was 17-10 at that point. Yeah. It felt like Ohio State was controlling the game, but like you talked about, the turnovers and, things like that kind of got him a little off schedule. So, you never felt like Ohio State was going to lose that game, but it was 17-10 with 3.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Yeah. He peels off a 67-yarder with 2.5 minutes left, and it really kind of, took some of the air out of the sails of Michigan State, I think.
Yeah, they'd marched down. They had a quick, like, 5-play, 75-yard drive Sparty did to score, and it was like, oh, man, first quarter was muck, and now we're in a shootout. What's going to happen here? But you're right, man. J.K. ripped off that run, outran everyone, and pretty much wrapped up the game with that play. What does this win do for a team when you get popped in the mouth like that? Is there, like, as an outsider, someone that didn't play major college, I know I look like I did, but I don't. I didn't, so I need to come clean about that. I was actually not a major college football player. The bonding that takes place, because you're tight with teammates, but there's nothing like a really good battle to kind of bring people together, is there?
Yeah, I mean, you even saw it. Coach Mick got the game ball.
Yeah.
And that shows what type of game it was. It was a toughness game. It was about the culture of the team, and Coach Mick's a big part of that. But it does bring you together. I think it helps you realize what you've got. Because when you're winning and it's easy, you have an idea. You think that you have something, but when you get popped in the mouth, when you're playing against guys who want to take something away from you,
yeah,
and they have the actual ability to do it, you learn more about your team in those situations. Talking to some of the guys I was at practice yesterday, they understand how special this team could be, but they also understand how fragile a football season is.
Oh, man.
And yeah, a lot of these guys are the same guys that lost in Iowa. They're the same guys that lost to Purdue. Mm-hmm. And so they understand what they need to do. And so hopefully there's not one of those games on the schedule because they're so aware of what it takes to be great.
And you guys might have seen that in your magic run in 2014 with that walk-off sack at Penn State.
Yep.
Just how much that brought everyone together. You need some of those games to be great. And it also instills, I think, two-way confidence.
Sure.
Coaches have a lot more trust in players because they're performing. And players are like, man, that was a good call. Yeah. Coach knows what he's doing, right? I mean, you see some of that. They're going to need it 4 more times at least this year, some of these punch-you-in-the-mouth games, because Wisconsin's a few weeks away. Penn State's looking really good. Michigan is always, hard-hitting for at least a half. You know, I don't know what they're going to be this year, how good they are, but, you know, there's going to be some popping in that game. And in the Big Ten championship game, they're likely going to get Wisconsin again if they get that far, right?
Yeah, no, I think it, you know, absolutely makes sense. Joshua said it best as a former player, but you certainly get the impression that it galvanizes a team. And I think, you know, it also goes back. All Day has talked about is preaching toughness.
Yeah.
They finally had a game where toughness could make a difference in winning or losing.
Sure.
And they passed it with flying colors. So I think that's got to give them confidence for later when they know they're going to go in another battle with the Wisconsin or, you know, Penn State, these teams you mentioned.
Yeah.
They should feel real good about, hey, let's line up. And even if we do have some struggles early, we know we just got to keep doing what we do.
Yeah.
You know, we're who can control whether we win or lose, not the other team.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they were tough as nails. Mick got the game ball, like Joshua pointed out. Great to see. And, you know, it's a good thing. You know, I love wins like that as a fan. Coming up, Ohio State enters this off week at the perfect time. It's 11 Warriors on the Fan.
You love sports. We love sports. You love the Buckeyes. We love the Buckeyes. You love your mom. We love your mom. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Rothman here. Let's talk about junk, old furniture, broken appliances. That pile of boxes taking up space. Get rid of it. Just did it for my dad. I wish I had the experts at Junk Pros. Same day and next day service, and they even donate to local animal shelters. Schedule now. JunkProsColumbus.com.
When your furnace or air conditioner stops working, you can always rely on Atlas Butler to get it up and running the same day. So why not depend on Atlas Butler for all your plumbing needs? Our expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater. We work on all brands of water heaters and plumbing equipment. One call does it all.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
No matter how early you're up or how late you're running, when you start your day at Speedway, we've got what you need to have a good morning. Fresh coffee, cold drinks, and breakfast to wake you up, plus a full tank to get you where you need to go. Crunchy, chewy, swirled, or sprinkled. However you start your day, we've got it. To help make your morning a little better. Because when you get off to a better start, you go on to a better day. The convenience stores of Speedway. And now get any size coffee for 99 cents when you buy any breakfast sandwich or donut.
If you have thinning hair, why not call Vanscoy Hair Clinics right now? If you're thinking, does it work? Will people notice? Can Vanscoy really grow my hair back? Yes, Vanscoy Hair Clinics can. It looks like your own hair, because it is your own hair that grows back naturally and gradually over time. Laser hair therapy helps to stimulate hair growth, and their trademarked multi-unit hair grafting restores your hair where you are losing it. Vanscoy is the only clinic in Ohio to offer multi-unit hair grafting that can restore more hair in one procedure than traditional techniques. That's simple. Now, make the call. You can have your own growing hair back. Find out and see if laser hair therapy and multi-unit hair grafting is for you. Make the call to Vanscoy Hair Clinics at 614-432-8042. That's 614-432-8042. Results may vary. Call right now and receive $500 off. Go to VanscoyHair.com or call 614-432-8042 right now.
Hi, guys. James Laurinaitis, and I want you to visit my friends at Green & Sons this fall to update your outdoor equipment. I have a Kubota Sidekick and Tractor, and I absolutely love their products, and you will too. Visit your certified Kubota dealer at Mount Sterling or Broadway or at GreenAndSons.com.
Golick and Wingo.
Jerry's wonderful content for us because he's the only owner who gives a press conference after every game.
He's also the general manager. Not even general managers usually give press conferences after every game.
Golick and Wingo.
Presented by Moomoo Express Car Wash.
Weekday mornings at 6 on The Fan.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
An effective defense often hinges on sophisticated strategies, strategies relating to income tax projections, business valuations, spousal support claims. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men protect their financial interests. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Columbus Dallas Area Attorneys, a partner men can count on. 614-907-9200. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Cordell & Cordell, 10 West Broad Street, Suite 1550, Columbus, Ohio, 43215.
Doing things that are different for our customers, like keeping our service department open until midnight on weekdays. This is Ryan Krieger for Krieger Ford. At Krieger Ford, you'll notice the difference. That's the Krieger commitment. Best cars, best people, peace of mind. KriegerFord.com.
Matty Ice here for Roof Revivers, a Central Ohio leader in roof repair and replacement. Right now is the perfect time to have your roof repaired or replaced before winter comes. Take advantage of their fall discount of 20% off of your full roof replacement. Find them online at RoofRevivers.com. Roof Revivers, they fix leaky roofs.
Living in Denial, Ohio, it's really nice.
Because when we hear about the opioid crisis, we know it's not going to happen here.
It just feels safe and secure being in Denial.
There's like a peace of mind.
Opioids?
It doesn't happen here.
No.
My daughter is good friends.
My boys would tell me anything.
Exactly.
No, our kids are way too busy.
They would never abuse opioids.
Welcome to Denial.
Don't live in Denial, Ohio. Talk to your kids about drugs and they'll be up to 50% less likely to use them. Find out more at don'tliveindenial.org. A message from the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance.
When it comes to my family's health care, I want the highest quality care possible. That's why I choose Buckeye Health Plan. Buckeye is rated number one in quality by the Ohio Medicaid Managed Care Report Card. They cover doctor, dental, and vision visits, as well as prescription drugs at no cost to me. I even earn rewards for making healthy choices. You have a choice. Choose quality. Choose Buckeye for no-cost Medicaid coverage. Go to ChooseBuckeye.com to find out how.
All Buckeyes, all the time. This is the 11 Warriors Radio Hour.
Presented by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services and Buffalo Wild Wings.
Welcome back. 11 Warriors Radio Hour live here on 97.1 The Fan. Jason Priestess, Joshua Perry, Chris Lauder back. Just had a fun commercial chat.
Yeah.
Joshua and I realized we'll both be in Chicago next Friday for the Northwestern game, and it was one of those, you want to go out after the game, and like two little kids smiling like, yeah, some stuff's about to go down, I think.
Yeah, it's about to go down and be dragging ass on Saturday, but it's all good.
We don't have calls segment built into this show now that we're in the season, but hit us up, 614-821-9710 if there's anything you want to talk about. You got any Ohio State conspiracy theories? You want to criticize J.K. Dobbins' vision like someone did in our comments the other day? Like, come on, dude.
People are funny.
I had a guy hating on the passing game Sunday.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Well, when I read through on the little chat deal,
yeah,
some people ask some of the wildest stuff, and it's like, y'all are, like, you're thinking a little bit too hard about this. Like, they make some mistakes. They look really good. Like, let's not be overly critical.
OSU football's a big deal.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a big deal. Bye week's coming at a great time. I keep saying bye. It's not truly a bye. I guess it's an off week.
What's the difference?
Open week. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm serious.
Pedants on Twitter will call you out, but
Dan will get real grumpy and slack. You got to call it an open week.
Does Dan Hope? The great Dan Hope.
Dan Hope.
A lot of hits. Thayer Munford, Damon Arnett, Justin Fields, Chase Young, all kind of dinged up. Hit pretty hard in this game.
Sure.
Dobbins got rocked a few times. I mean, one of the hits he had. Fuller was limping after the game.
Sure.
What's a bye week like when you're totally dinged up? You've been there. What's it like?
It's funny because everybody who has like any type of ache or pain tells the training staff
right.
Because they ain't trying to practice. Yeah. So if you're legitimately dinged up, they will limit you in practice. You know, you're not going to be full going team drills, for example. But when I went yesterday, they were in full pads. So anybody who was live was actually live during practice. These coaches, it's still a little bit early. So they want to make sure that they're developing young talent. They're making sure guys are on their P's and Q's. They don't want to take too much time off. But also for this bye week, they've got fall break coming up. So guys get to head out of town a little bit, kind of catch their breath. So if you're dinged up, it's really a good time because they're not pushing you to get your practice reps. They'll let you hang out. But if you're full going, you're healthy, it's still a grind for the first couple days.
Man,
Well, and it's been good, too. As much as guys were dinged, I think it's more dinged than injured, right? I mean,
yes.
There's no reason to think Munford won't be back. He came back into the game. Arnett didn't finish the game, and his wrist was wrapped, but I know Day felt like it wasn't going to be an issue when he talked afterwards. And obviously, Fields played the whole game for the first time this year, and Chase is a, I don't think you can hurt him, so he'll be fine. But once we get past the bye week, Ohio State, obviously, you guys touched on it, heading to Northwestern next Friday. Wildcats are 1-4. Their only win was against UNLV, which was in week two, I think. They've lost to Stanford, Michigan State, Wisconsin, Nebraska.
Sure.
They did play the Badgers and the Cornhuskers close. Feels like, I mean, I'll ask you here in a second, Joshua. When I've seen them play, the defense is pretty good, but yeah. The offense is fairly atrocious. But what have you seen so far from Northwestern?
Yeah, their defense is solid. They're well coached on that side of the ball. Patty Fisher obviously is one of the guys that they look to. He makes some pretty good plays. Just overall, they do things right. I think when you look at that Wisconsin stat line, they completely eliminated Jack Cohn out of that game. He had like 113 yards throwing the ball. Jonathan Taylor ran for 119. So that kind of shows you the balance of what they had, what they didn't have, I guess. Just wasn't very good. So they were kind of able to fizzle him out of the game plan. I don't think they'll be able to do that to Fields. And Dobbins, they got to pick their poison there. When you look at their offense, it is so bad. It is so hard to watch. I don't know another
top
word.
Flight
to,
analysis, right there.
No, seriously, they lack the talent. They lack the scheme, and so it's a bad combination. And going into the year, they hadn't picked a guy. We thought Hunter Johnson was going to be the guy, transfer 5-star from Clemson.
Right.
He ends up looking terrible. TJ Green goes in there. He gets dinged up. So they got to put Hunter back in. And then they put the third string guy in. I can't remember his name because they can't find a quarterback. Running back room is decent. That's probably where they're strongest. I don't know any of their wide receivers, and they can't block. So, if this defense does not terrorize them on offense, I would be truly surprised.
It's wild. I thought Northwestern was going to be fairly decent coming into the year. I thought they might be, at least in the conversation in the West. And,
there's a pattern, man. They get to Indy, and they take like 3 years off.
Yeah.
Then they get to Indy, and they'll take like 3 years off.
I'm a sucker. I thought maybe, I thought the transfer quarterback, I thought that might be, something they could rally behind and be good.
That's what everybody thought. And part of
he was a 5-star.
Yeah, he was.
But from Indiana.
Yes.
Which means he was a 3-star.
Well, I don't want to be critical of Pat Fitzgerald because I thought he's done a good job, but like the lack of pressure that's on him, for example, to find a better offensive coordinator, not saying that he needs to fire that guy, but to maybe apply pressure there.
Right.
Pat's never going to be out of a job, so anything that he does, he can kind of ease his way into, and so maybe it takes a year. And you kind of throw it in the trash because you're not getting things done the way you need to. I don't know. It's a weird situation over there.
Yeah, it's interesting that defensive coaches have bad offenses. Narduzzi, Fitzgerald, you see it all the time. But you made a good point. Like, there's probably no one in the Big Ten with more job freedom than Fitzgerald. He's not. They'll never fire him.
Yeah, his parents are never going anyway.
Yeah, make some moves, buddy. You got the freedom to do it. 8 days after Northwestern on next Friday, the following Saturday, Ohio State welcomes Wisconsin. That's going to be a war. Then they're off a week, and then they get Maryland at Rutgers, Penn State at Michigan to close the year.
Yeah.
Some really tough games coming up. We talked about that a bit ago. Who are your top four teams right now?
Great question. I'll let Chris go first.
I think I'm still rolling Ohio State number one. I just feel like they're the best team I've seen this year. I've been back and forth with LSU and Bama at 2 and 3, but I think I've got LSU in the two hole right now, even since Sunday when we were talking about this. So OSU, LSU, Bama, and Clemson. I know Clemson has not looked great. I still just am giving them a little bit of a pass because I think they're going to step on the gas here pretty soon.
Yeah, we've been back and forth on this. It's hard for me to, until Bama gives me a legit reason to say that they're not the best because of what they've done in the past, I got to go with them at one. Very close, number one, number two with Ohio State. I'm going to go Oklahoma in the three hole. And I've got questions about their defense, but I think they can outscore just about anybody they play until they get to that upper echelon. And then number four for me is LSU, but that's a tight one with Georgia. I don't believe in LSU's defense. I think they're iffy.
You got Clemson 6, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right. I got OSU 1, Bama 2, LSU 3, Clemson 4. Still early, though. A lot can happen. Ohio State's off this weekend, but, man, there is a good slate of college football. And a lot of guys on our team are excited because they don't have to work and write as much, and they get to sit down and watch some of this. You got Alabama, number 1 Alabama, number 24 Texas A&M. It's a joke that A&M's ranked.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. That is just awful.
Yeah. It's, Florida State at number two, Clemson. You know,
27 point spread.
Willie Taggart's a bad coach, and Clemson should beat him by 1,000. But this is 2015 Ohio State Clemson. Yeah, so no. Who knows what can happen?
This is where they stomp a mud hole and really get going.
Say we're back. Number seven, Florida at number five, LSU. That's going to be a dandy.
LSU favored by 13.5 in that one.
Number six, Oklahoma versus number 11, Texas, the Red River Shootout. Michigan State at number eight, Wisconsin. That'll be fun to watch. It's kind of a comp, so to speak. USC at number nine, Notre Dame. Our producer tonight, Bodie's a big Notre Dame fan. I didn't get the sense he was worried about USC. It's because they have a bad coach. Number 10, Penn State at number 17, Iowa. Iowa's a lot better home than on the road.
Yeah, that's the game I have my eye on because Penn State to me has been a team that's been rolling, but it's one of these games that usually gets them. And if they get knocked in the mouth, I think their whole season just derails.
Yeah, I hope so. Let's take a quick call. We got Jake. Hey, Jake, how's it going?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, man. Thanks.
I just had a quick question. I'm not really worried about Northwestern this week, but I got my eyes on the Wisconsin game, and it still says to be determined. Do you guys have any insight on what time of night that or day that game will be?
They're going to announce it on Sunday. No, none of us know for sure. I don't think anyone does outside of the networks. Maybe have a hunch, but wouldn't be surprised to see noon for that one, honestly.
Yeah, I think Fox can do it as the big noon, yeah. or whatever they call it. So I know I'm personally hopeful for noon, but yeah, we'll find out Sunday. That's normally when they announce the game time for the game 2 weeks out.
My man calling us up to get answers to things he could ask in the 11 Warriors Forum. I love it. Above Let's do it live. When we come back, trending. It's 11 Warriors on the Fan.
Don't cry if you missed your favorite show. Go to 971thefan.com. Pick your show and enjoy the podcast. On demand anytime. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow, 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Want a new career in HVAC or plumbing? Then Atlas Butler wants you. We're seeking energetic, enthusiastic people to join our team. We offer top pay and awesome benefits. Work in a collaborative environment with people who work hard and have fun. No experience, no problem. We provide training in our new state-of-the-art facility. We've been investing in our employees' futures for almost 100 years. Be part of a team you can be proud of. Atlas Butler. Start your new career today by calling 1-800-FURNACE.
When you're ordering groceries, you want the freshest, most delicious choices around. At Kroger, we get you, and we've got that. And now, you can get home delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Or enjoy same-day pickup at the store. Either way, we think you're really going to like how easy it is. So order today at Kroger.com. Right now, boneless chuck roasts are buy one, get one free. And Gala and Granny Smith apples are 97 cents a pound with card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Introducing Dr. Cash.
Doctor of everything green.
Because he went to pickandpull.com to recycle his old junk car.
And got cash.
Immediate cash when you go to pickandpull.com or call 800-442-JUNK.
Call 800-442-5865 and Pick and Pull will arrange a tow and give you a top dollar quote for your junk car.
Running or not.
Doctor's orders.
So call 800-442-JUNK and get cash for your junk car.
800-442-5865.
It's your prescription for immediate money.
Call 800-442-JUNK or go to pickandpull.com.
The Jackets are back on home ice Friday night to battle the Anaheim Ducks. Live fan coverage starts at 6:30.
Brought to you by your Columbus area Volkswagen dealers.
Your Blue Jackets flagship station from day one, The Fan.
Rothman here. Let's talk about junk, old furniture, broken appliances. That pile of boxes taking up space. Get rid of it. Just did it for my dad. I wish I had the experts at Junk Pros. Same day and next day service, and they even donate to local animal shelters. Schedule now. JunkProsColumbus.com.
Every house needs improvements before it becomes the home of your dreams. Get some great ideas on the hows and whats of turning your home into your castle by tuning into This Dream House on 1460 ESPN each Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Brought to you by Appliance Factory and Mattress Kingdom on Sawmill Road.
If you have thinning hair, why not call Vanscoy Hair Clinics right now? If you're thinking, does it work?
Will people notice? Can Vanscoy really grow my hair back? Yes, Vanscoy Hair Clinics can. It looks like your own hair, because it is your own hair that grows back naturally and gradually over time. Laser hair therapy helps to stimulate hair growth, and their trademarked multi-unit hair grafting restores your hair where you are losing it. Vanscoy is the only clinic in Ohio to offer multi-unit hair grafting that can restore more hair in one procedure than traditional techniques. That's simple. Now, make the call. You can have your own growing hair back. Find out and see if laser hair therapy and multi-unit hair grafting is for you. Make the call to Vanscoy Hair Clinics at 614-432-8042. That's 614-432-8042. Results may vary. Call right now and receive $500 off. Go to VanscoyHair.com or call 614-432-8042 right now.
Get to Buffalo Wild Wings for our $5 game day specials. Pitchers of Bud Light, Coors Light, and Miller Light are just $5. Dip some tortilla chips into delicious $5 Hatch queso and dip your face into football season. Double dip your face. We don't care. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Price, availability, and offer days may vary by location. Dine-in only. Other limitations may apply. Must be 21 plus. Check with your favorite Buffalo Wild Wings for details. Void where prohibited.
An extra hour of Bo and James ridiculing chops? Yes, please. Bishop and Laurinaitis now starts at 9. See you tomorrow morning. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. All Buckeyes, all the time. This is the 11 Warriors Radio Hour.
Presented by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services and Buffalo Wild Wings.
The 11 Warriors Radio Hour presents Hashtag Trending.
Welcome to Trending. We're going to hit you with some ups and downs.
All right, I'll take the lead here. Trending up, we got Josh Myers' future earnings. Now, I'm watching this guy play. He is a beast on that O-line. He's getting a lot of praise coming out of the Woody, which he absolutely deserves. He's showing flashes as a guy who could be a potential All-American player. And that's exactly what we all wanted to see coming into this year, because one of the questions we had was, what was this O-line going to look like? And we got some guys who are stepping up in a big way right now.
Yeah, they're playing really well. One bad quarter out of, what, 20, I guess, this season?
Yeah.
19 for 20. They've looked dominant, basically, as a line, offensive line.
Yeah, I think, you know, going into the year, the question was, okay, Jonah Jackson's transferring in, was a center, you know, had experience at center. Was he going to have to play that position or not? And because you weren't really sure about Josh Myers, redshirt sophomore, you know, really hadn't had many snaps. And the dude has been, I mean, he's just been dominant. We've talked about it many times, but the way that he's playing basically, well, this would be my opinion. I don't know, Joshua, you could probably check me. But to me, the center is probably the second toughest offensive line position besides left, you know, behind left tackle.
Yeah.
Because there's, you know, there's the mental aspect and sure. Then obviously the physical aspect. And he's just so fast for being so big and strong. He's getting to the second level and wiping out linebackers or even, you know, getting in the way of DBs, whatever needs to happen there.
Yeah.
For him to be playing this well as a first-year starter, it's blown me away. I've been supremely impressed.
Yeah, it's a unique combo of a player that you want there, a guy who's got some good movement skill, also a very strong guy, and then, like you said, smart. But I can remember walking through the halls of the Woody during the summer, and Coach Stud was just on him. You know, why aren't you watching film? The starting center at the Ohio State University needs to be doing more, and I think that's part of the reason why his development has accelerated the way it has.
He's a little nasty, too. Training down, Demario McCall as a playmaker. Man, we love Demario. You know that we're buying a motorbike, a dirt bike, to honor him.
But yes, we are.
Guy did not play against MSU, zero snaps. 110 all-purpose yards against FAU in the opener, 145 all-purpose yards since. He had the opportunity to be J.K. Dobbins' backup, and Master Teague just snatched that from him.
Yeah.
At this point in time, would not be surprised at all to see him in the transfer portal in the next 3-4 months. And if that happens, best of luck, Demario. He's going to tear the MAC up if he lands there. I'm going to watch Demario on Tuesday night getting like 280 all-purpose yards against Kent State.
Teague absolutely has earned that job. There's no question about it. I think what's frustrating is someone who also wanted to see Demario really, you know, seize the moment was he's kind of bounced back and forth. Like, he's never really had a positional home in between injuries, right? He's been a tailback sometimes. He's been an H-back. He worked out with the wide receivers. Like, he's done all these different things in between having these nagging injuries that haven't helped him. But yeah, now you look at, you know, Teague's a young player. The receiving core is loaded, you know, H-back. So how will that work over time? It doesn't look good.
Plus, they're not emphasizing the H as much under Ryan Day.
It's a great point. Yeah, so. It's a little marginalized. So stock up Greg Stodrara's reputation. So we were talking about Josh Myers there a second ago. I wanted to bring up Greg because last year we were certainly, all of us, most of us were on the other side of that fence as far as would be fine if he would have been part of the house cleaning when Day revamped the defense. And to Stud's credit, the offensive line is playing exceptionally well, certainly better than last year. Run blocking has been ridiculous, as we noted with Myers and others. But, I mean, Ohio State right now, number 3 in the country in rushing offense at 288 yards a game on 6.18 yards per carry. Now, I know we're only halfway through the season. The games will get tougher, and the yards per carry may go down a little bit. But right now, they're on pace to have this will only be the second time since 2012 when Urban got here where Ohio State's averaging over 6 yards a carry. So, got to feel good about what Coach Stud has been doing so far this year.
Yeah, he's coaching like a guy who had a little trepidation about his job situation last year. So it's really good to see him and his group respond from that. Trending down the but their schedule crowd. And when you look right now, Cincinnati 4-1, only loss obviously to Ohio State, sitting in the top 25. We like to see that. FAU, Indiana, Nebraska, MSU, kind of all 2 lost teams there. So not too bad. But, when you look at some of the strength of schedule ratings up there among the undefeateds, Ohio State has the best strength of schedule. And so, hear a lot of people, they don't play anybody, it's Big Ten, whatever, but the analytics say otherwise.
Yeah, get it done. I think they got a 6.25 winning percentage against FBS opponents. Again, another mark that's best out of the unbeatens. They're getting quieter. Those people still exist. They live in trailers outside of
amazing how people just
Atlanta.
Do that without doing any research at all. Yeah. It's just like, well, that's what everybody says, so let me just jump on board.
The internet was a bad idea.
Did
you see that? Did you see that?
Okay. But did y'all see where Minnesota's strength of schedule ranks?
Ahead of Georgia, right?
Yeah. And they're not a top 25 team. But
rank the Gophers, you cowards. Trending up, Ohio State's Wi-Fi. Man, I'm going to tell you, I was nervous. Not that I go and use the Wi-Fi, but it's a big deal to get that many people on a Wi-Fi network at one time, and they're all sending videos and photos, heavy payloads of data, Instagram and whatnot. Wi-Fi from the Michigan State game amounted to 25.60 terabytes.
How much does that cost?
Ooh, on a plan that would bankrupt you. Most ever for a single venue in the history of sports. I guess the last Super Bowl, Mercedes-Benz Stadium had 24 terabytes, and the 2019 Final Four at U.S. Bank Stadium had 17.8 terabytes. But yeah, 25 points. Like, I'm trying to conceptualize that. OSU's SID for football, Jerry Emig, put something out today talking about it being like the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Sure.
So, which is cool for people my age, but people younger are like, what are you talking about, dude?
Yep. Going to a library.
So I'm trying to think. It's basically the size, and I don't know if he's listening or not, but it's the size of Andrew Ellis's his blackmail folder.
Message board comments of people wish they never tweets. Put out there. Yeah, bad tweets.
So 25.6 terabytes is essentially the size of Andrew Ellis's blackmail folder.
In that same tweet, Jerry used the word egads, which was interesting as well.
Love him to death.
Man, old Jerry.
And all the olds are like, yeah, those terabytes, those kids are just on Instagram. They're not watching the game. They're all grumpy about it.
Sit down. As they're tweeting from their devices. Yeah. About people tweeting.
Oh, they're just yelling, sit down.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to go to the game, Northwestern game?
No, I'll be sitting up in the studio.
They got you working on Friday night, too.
Miserable.
Huh?
Yeah, and they don't adjust our rate, whether we do a 1-hour show or whether we have to do the 1-hour show and then cover the game. I got a real problem
with
that.
That's not what Glenn Mason told us. I think he might be getting the...
He's got the APO. He's got just the rate.
He's got the BTN limo. You might have the one around here. Around Columbus.
Yeah, going to try to squeeze in another call last segment. 614-821-9710. Hit us up if you have anything interesting to chat about, conspiracy theories, questions. We've got a linebacker great in the studio with us.
Okay.
But coming up, Radio Buckshots. It's 11 Warriors on the Fan.
The only radio station allowing one of their hosts to talk about human flesh consumption.
Okay, probably not the best idea.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
I just realized I'm paying Verizon an extra $25 per line every month on my business phone bill. How did that happen?
I'm paying Frontier an extended area service charge.
AT&T is charging me a cost assessment charge.
Seems CenturyLink is charging me an extra $43 in taxes and fees.
All these small business owners thought they were getting a good deal, but their providers didn't tell them about the added voice taxes, fees, and surcharges they tack on every month.
No, they didn't.
Spectrum Business won't charge you added phone taxes or sneak in hidden fees. And right now, Spectrum Business is offering its lowest price ever for business phone service. Just $19.99 a month when bundled with internet. That means you could cut your phone bill in half by switching today. No added phone taxes, no hidden fees. Call Spectrum Business today at 844-949-0707. Single line comparison. Pricing varies by plan and location. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are kids better off in an intact family? You bet they are. This is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Kids living in a household with married parents do better in school, they're emotionally healthier, and they're more likely to stay out of trouble with the law. If you're in a troubled marriage, of course you should do everything you can to save your marriage, if only for your kids' sake. This includes considering alternatives to divorce. Of course, in some circumstances, divorce is unavoidable. In either case, if you're a man facing a crisis in your marriage, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we're the partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Columbus area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 614-907-9200. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Cordell & Cordell, 10 West Broad Street, Suite 1550, Columbus, Ohio, 43215.
Common Man and T-Bone.
I just shook your hand. I got to shake it again. Dude, how many times we got to shake hands? When I walk out on the field for the second half?
That's my whole thing with James. I just saw him at work. Now I got to talk to him at home. What the hell are we talking about?
Common Man and T-Bone, weekdays 3 to 6 on The Fan.
When your furnace or air conditioner stops working, you can always rely on Atlas Butler to get it up and running the same day. So why not depend on Atlas Butler for all your plumbing needs? Our expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater. We work on all brands of water heaters and plumbing equipment. One call does it all.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
This is Bob Capace, owner of Worthington Jewelers. Our fall bridal buy one, get one half off sale is through the 13th. We'll help you create a one-of-a-kind design or select from over thousands of engagement ring styles. Shop local at Worthington Jewelers, where Columbus gets engaged.
Introducing Dr. Cash.
Doctor of everything green.
Because he went to pickandpull.com to recycle his old junk car.
And got cash.
Immediate cash when you go to pickandpull.com or call 800-442-JUNK.
Call 800-442-5865 and Pick and Pull will arrange a tow and give you a top dollar quote for your junk car.
Running or not.
Doctor's orders.
So call 800-442-JUNK and get cash for your junk car.
800-442-5865.
It's your prescription for immediate money.
Call 800-442-JUNK or go to pickandpull.com.
Hi, guys. James Laurinaitis, and I want you to visit my friends at Green & Sons this fall to update your outdoor equipment. I have a Kubota Sidekick and Tractor, and I absolutely love their products, and you will too. Visit your certified Kubota dealer at Mount Sterling or Broadway or at greenandsons.com.
Care, compassion, commitment. At AmeriHealth Caritas, these aren't just words. They define everything we do. For more than 35 years, we've had one mission: to help people get care, stay well, and build healthy communities. Today, we're a national leader in delivering managed healthcare solutions to people across the country. This is AmeriHealth Caritas, where care is the heart of our work. Get to know us at www.AmeriHealthCaritasOH.com.
All Buckeyes, all the time. This is the 11 Warriors Radio Hour.
Presented by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services and Buffalo Wild Wings.
It's the last segment of the show. You know what that means. It's time for Buck Shots.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us tonight for the 11 Warriors Radio Hour. We're off next week, so you won't hear our soothing voices and incredible
soothing voices.
Football analytical insights. Yeah. You're not going to get that for a week. Blue Jackets are, they have a game next Wednesday. So for some reason, they don't let us, they put the Blue Jackets over us. Might be that big deal they signed to broadcast their games. Could have something to do with it.
I mean, good for them, honestly.
Yeah. I'm a Jackets fan. I hope they do well. Went to the opener. Got me a little nervous right now, I'm not going to lie, but I didn't expect it to be a playoff team coming into the season, so it's hard to do when you lose your three best players. Let's talk some Buckshots. Urban Meyer's coaching tree has three guys in the AP top 11 right now.
Yeah, and two of them are faking, but go ahead.
Ohio State, Ryan Day, number 3. Florida and Dan Mullen, number 7. Texas, posers. Tom Herman, at number 11.
Posers.
You don't like, I know there's some Herman beef in Columbus, and for probably good reason.
I'm just saying, like, I don't think Florida has been in some favorable matchups, I'll say.
You know they're on a third-string quarterback, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you got to give them something.
I give them something, but they've been favorable matchups. Their defense is really good. Auburn is absolutely 100% terrible on offense. So yes. How many times did they turn the ball over and they still win the game? I think 7 times.
Yeah.
You turn the ball over and still win a football game. So I think they're faking.
Right.
And then when you look at Texas Tom, I think it's the same thing. They came in, they got a strong brand, they got a good quarterback, they lost to LSU. And granted, they tore apart LSU's defense, which I don't think is very good, but,
yeah.
It's the whole thing.
LSU's making that jump this year to a high-powered offense. They may experience what Ohio State did last year, where the offense scores too quickly and your defense is not that good, and you just get gashed. It's you're getting hit from both sides there, so...
I do give Dan Mullen credit, though. I hear what you're saying. I was saying the same thing about, they're on their third-string quarterback, and their offense is not very good. And they're, even though they're number 7, a lot of that's because they're in the SEC. I mean, they're a 2-touchdown underdog
right. This
week. That doesn't happen too often to a number 7 team ranked in the country. So we'll see what happens. I will give Mullen his props, though. I think that team is doing better than I thought they would.
What's the line there?
13.5. LSU is favored by 13.5.
You know that's a game we talked about going to?
Yeah.
This is a bye week?
Yeah.
Don't you wish we were going now?
Yeah, it would be fun. Yeah.
We need to, follow through on some of this stuff.
I think we took that ticket money and put it toward the dirt bike. So
Yeah. It's been benchmarked.
There we go.
But, yeah, Texas, though, to your point, Joshua, they're a double-digit dog, minus 11 this week.
That's a deal. I think they're both faking.
And the Red River Shootout.
Interesting. Goodyear Blimp is on Airbnb for Notre Dame, Michigan. Did you guys see this?
No.
$150 a night includes tickets, ground transportation, which I guess you might have to buy 10 nights to get this. I don't know how it's that cheap. The blimp is staying in a hangar, and I hope I don't make anyone mad.
Mogador.
Mogador? Is that how you say it?
Yeah. There's an E on the end. Mogador. Yeah.
Okay. Would you guys do it? I saw a picture. It looked better than I thought.
If it went in the air, I would. Yeah, I saw the inside of it as well. It's funny. They got wooden, coffee table in there. Yeah. And yeah, it looks kind of funny.
Just want to have cocktails in the blimp and say,
I do too. It's in the air. It's in the hangar. What the hell's the point?
Or not. That's a bucket list thing,
It is. I don't know if it's
that's
a bucket
list. That's got to be kind of far down
cool
that bucket
to
list.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. But Airbnb.
I had beers. I shotgunned a beer in the Goodyear blimp. That's something. Bodie, you're a Notre Dame fan. Would you get on that action? Would you get up there and sleep in the Goodyear blimp?
No, I'm good.
No. Well, again, though, you're not going up in it, right?
No.
It's in the hangar.
You get exclusive access to the hangar.
So the first thing somebody asks you when you say, I hung out in the Goodyear blimp, they're going to say, was it in the air? And you're going to say no. Yeah. And it's like, well, okay.
But I drank in it.
Cool.
But I drank in it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to go in the air in that thing, man. I've seen that Hindenburg footage too many times, man. I'm not trying to hit a power line or something.
Who knows? I'm not doing it.
Tennessee. You guys see this? The last Power 5 team without an FBS win.
Breaks your heart, doesn't it?
It doesn't break my heart. That is so shameful.
Oregon State beat UCLA 48-31 last weekend to leave Tennessee as the sole team without a W against an FBS team. Their only win this year is against Chattanooga.
It's a bad ball. So, tell me this. How salty are Tennessee fans, administration, etc., that they ran Schiano off?
Yeah.
Because I feel like, not saying they would be light years better, but I feel like it'd be a lot better than what's going on right now.
Yeah, they got Pruitt, right?
They thought they could get better. They thought Schiano was below them, so they played the Sandusky card. Where there's no factual backing for that whatsoever.
Contract.
So they could get Jeremy Pruitt.
It's amazing. Well, it's wild.
And they thought Pruitt was better because Clay Travis shut up. And he's like, okay, this won't work.
Clay Travis.
He's the one that led the mob against Schiano.
That was the first mistake was following him.
I'm not, but yeah,
no,
they
I'm,
are.
I'm
okay,
saying,
don't put on me.
Not you. I'm talking about Tennessee fans
following
that idiot. That's their own fault.
Did you hear what Pruitt said to the press last week prior to the game against Georgia? he basically said, well, you know, Kirby Smart came into a better situation than me, loaded team, this and that. And they're like, Dan Mullen didn't. Look what he's doing. Like,
it's Tennessee with a bunch of guys who aren't good enough to play. You should have kids standing in line to go there because they can play immediately. Like elite play. It's still Tennessee. It's, you're playing in front of 100,000 people every Saturday.
Wild.
We hit this all the time. Their fans are the same people that literally think they're like one or two players away from
Oh, they think they're still super relevant.
I don't get that.
We're Alabama. We get two more guys in Alabama. Get that.
They've been a punchline for over a decade, and yeah, their fans think they're one player away.
Have never understood. So check this one out. You guys know what Willie Taggart's buyout is?
17 or 15, right?
I think it's $18 million.
I thought it was high.
Imagine. So
that's a lot of Kool-Aid. Weren't they selling Kool-Aid to buy him out?
Yes.
Yeah, I want Willie's agent for everything I need to do.
Okay, so that's where I was leading up to. These coaching contracts are crazy.
Yeah.
And so you look at Chris Ash, love him to death. He got fired. His buyout was daggone near $9 million.
Yeah. $9 million to fail at Rutgers.
Million.
I could do that.
That's like $1 million a win, probably. Yeah. Did he win nine million?
I could fail at Rutgers easily.
Yeah,
he's good too.
His OC who got fired, they got to pay him $1 million.
Oh, man.
And so you look at these coaching contracts and these athletic departments are getting robbed because you end up firing a guy and you still got to pay him $9 million and he's going to hang out somewhere the rest of the season, collect his checks. It is so amazing to me.
You ever think you could be a coach or want to be a coach?
I had the conversation with Maddie. I was like, you know what? I get into coaching, you know, work my way up the ladder, make some of this money. Coordinators are getting paid crazily. And then if I get fired, I get fired. They're going to pay me anyway.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably know somebody and get a job the next season. I'm not going
to
be hurt.
You come back to the show too.
I mean, what are we doing?
Start your limo.
You ever think about you should have been a coach?
Yeah, I mean, hell yeah. I think I should be a lottery winner. There's lots of stuff. Just not realistic, but yeah.
There are a lot of smart guys in the field, but there are a lot of not smart guys in the field too.
There are a lot of bad coaches.
It's the recycling that drives me crazy, which is more at the NFL level.
It's worse in the NFL.
Let's try this guy who's never been successful anywhere.
Well, so Mike McCoy was my coach for the Chargers, got fired after my rookie year. Denver Broncos hired him as the OC. They fired him mid-year, and then the Cardinals hired him as the OC, and they fired him mid-year. So think about what happened to him. Got fired. The next year got fired. The next year after that got fired.
Yeah, and people are like, oh, they've got to move a lot. If someone's giving me $4 million, I'll move like four times a year.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
put direct deposit that $4 million. I'll do whatever you want. And you see who the coach of the Redskins is right now? Old man Callahan.
From Callahan.
Nebraska.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know he was still coaching.
Been at the Raiders. Yeah.
I didn't even know he's still around, man. That blows my mind. You're right. They recycle him. That you fail upward. It's crazy. And our man Bodie knows too well. He's as a former coach. He's still getting paid by a couple schools right now.
Charlie Weiss is still getting paid.
Every 2 weeks he's getting that direct deposit, isn't he? This is Notre Dame. Here's $480,000 every 2 weeks.
So if you were Ryan Day, and this is completely hypothetical because he would never take the job, how much money would it take for him to go?
To Washington?
Yeah.
$20 million. That's the worst job in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. I don't know why people are even tossing that around.
It would have to be the richest contract in the NFL to leave.
It would have to be, right?
Yeah. Dan Snyder needs to sell the team. At some point it's him.
Yeah.
At some point it's him.
Oh, it's been him for a long time.
Guys, we are off last week. We had a blast tonight. So we'll catch you on the flip side of Northwestern. And as always, thanks for tuning in to the 11 Warriors Radio Hour. Jason Priestess, Joshua Perry, Chris Lauterbach signing off.
Random movie quotes.
You are one pathetic loser.
With some sports mixed in. Carpenter and Rothman.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
No matter how early you're up or how late you're running, when you start your day at Speedway, we've got what you need to have a good morning. Fresh coffee, cold drinks, and breakfast to wake you up. Plus a full tank to get you where you need to go. Crunchy, chewy, swirled, or sprinkled. However you start your day, we've got it. To help make your morning a little better. Because when you get off to a better start, you go on to a better day. The convenience stores of Speedway. And now get any size coffee for 99 cents when you buy any breakfast sandwich or donut.
And we're back with Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. Line 7, what's your question?
Such a long season. How do the players stay on top of their game?
They're Sleep Number 360 smart beds. You can choose your comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Next caller.
Okay, but can it help keep me asleep?
Yes, it senses your movement and automatically adjusts to keep you both comfortable for proven quality sleep. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed is now only $13.99, plus special financing available only for a limited time. To find your competitive edge, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Rothman here. Let's talk about junk, old furniture, broken appliances. That pile of boxes taking up space. Get rid of it. Just did it for my dad. I wish I had the experts at Junk Pros. Same day and next day service, and they even donate to local animal shelters. Schedule now. JunkProsColumbus.com.
If you have thinning hair, why not call Vanscoy Hair Clinics right now? If you're thinking, does it work?
Will people notice? Can Vanscoy really grow my hair back? Yes, Vanscoy Hair Clinics can. It looks like your own hair, because it is your own hair that grows back naturally and gradually over time. Laser hair therapy helps to stimulate hair growth, and their trademarked multi-unit hair grafting restores your hair where you are losing it. Vanscoy is the only clinic in Ohio to offer multi-unit hair grafting that can restore more hair in one procedure than traditional techniques. That's simple. Now, make the call. You can have your own growing hair back. Find out and see if laser hair therapy and multi-unit hair grafting is for you. Make the call to Vanscoy Hair Clinics at 614-432-8042. That's 614-432-8042. Results may vary. Call right now and receive $500 off. Go to VanscoyHair.com or call 614-432-8042 right now.
Every house needs improvements before it becomes the home of your dreams. Get some great ideas on the hows and whats of turning your home into your castle by tuning into This Dream House on 1460 ESPN each Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Brought to you by Appliance Factory and Mattress Kingdom on Sawmill Road.
When your furnace or air conditioner stops working, you can always rely on Atlas Butler to get it up and running the same day. So why not depend on Atlas Butler for all your plumbing needs? Our expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater. We work on all brands of water heaters and plumbing equipment. One call does it all.
From the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping. You do the saving. CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus.